Hello, this is Nikki. Now, before you listen to this session, there are a couple things I need from you. The first is I need you to promise me right here, right now, that you have 90 minutes to offer me. 90 minutes of your undivided attention. A few of you might need a little more time. We'll see. The second thing is, I need you to be prepared to be able to pause this session when instructed. This is a two-part session, and at about 50 minutes or so, you will be asked to pause the session, and then you'll have some, let's call it homework. After which time, you will need to be able to figure out how to get right back where you left off. So, if you don't know how to do that, figure it out now. Good, that's it. Simple. Let's get started. Hello, this is Nikki. The hypnotic experience you are about to surrender to is an extension of the control and more control sessions. That being said, the logical title for this session would be Total Control, wouldn't it? Well, I decided that the word total just wasn't descriptive enough. So I began browsing my thesaurus, and I came across this entry. Going beyond ordinary limits, surpassing, exceeding. I knew at that moment that I had found the right word for the title of this session. Welcome to Transcendent Control. During this session, you will willingly, even eagerly, go beyond your ordinary limits. The experience will surpass those of the first two control sessions and exceed your fantasies about what is truly possible under the hypnotic control of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust. As you know, trust is a major part of any hypnosis session. Without trust, the circumstances that lead to trance can be almost impossible to create, as they should be. Your subconscious mind is protecting you, which is a good thing. On the other hand, when there is complete trust in your hypnotist, entering trance can be automatic. Your subconscious mind knows that it can simply surrender for a little while. Before we go on, I want you to ask yourself a very important question. Do you trust me? This session contains no edge play. You will be perfectly safe at all times. But as I said a moment ago, this session could very easily take you beyond your ordinary limits. Think about it. Do you trust me, boy? If not, if you aren't ready to fully trust me with your mind and body for a little while, then turn off this session right now. You will be more than welcome to return in the future, should you wish to. Here you are, then, in a comfortable place with no distractions. This is another indication of how well conditioned you have become. I don't need to tell you how to prepare anymore, do I? You know the things that I expect you to do before beginning a session with me, and you do these things automatically. Do you realize what that means, boy? It means that you are making it easier for me to create the circumstances that lead you to trance. You have become a willing participant in the surrender of your own control. Now, I want you to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath for me. That's right. Inhale deeper, deeper, deeper. Good. Now hold it, hold it. 3, 2, 1. Release. Good boy. You automatically did as I asked, closing your eyes and taking that breath. Once again, you're making it easier for me to create the circumstances that lead you to trance. Since you are clearly a willing participant, it is, in fact, useless to pretend to resist or even to pretend to think of resisting. Likewise, if your mind holds any doubts that trance will happen, they will quickly, naturally, automatically dissolve. Perhaps, however, you may have fantasies about resisting or about doubting that you will, in fact, go into trance very soon. Should you find yourself fantasizing about either of these things, feel free to focus on your fantasy. Imagine yourself trying to resist, if you wish. As you do, my voice will gently drift through your mind, carrying my words directly into your subconscious. You are here because you want to exceed your fantasies, so it makes perfect sense to allow your fantasies to help you slide into a very deep hypnotic trance. Any thoughts or fantasies of resisting, simply allow my words to access your subconscious mind more easily. You feel it already, don't you? The breath I asked you to take has triggered a conditioned response. Your body has already begun to let go. Your thoughts are already becoming hard to focus on. It is so much easier to simply focus on the sound of my voice. Trance is already inevitable. Focusing on the sound of my voice and letting go of everything else will simply allow it to happen much more quickly. Fantasies of resistance magically become dreamy visions of how deeply hypnotized you will soon be. Thank you for trusting me, boy. Thank you for allowing the sound of my voice to fill your mind with my words and my thoughts and my wishes. Simply let yourself let go of everything. Nothing matters. My voice is everything. In my playground, here, there is nothing else. Nothing matters. My voice is everything. There is nothing else. Nothing matters. My voice is everything. There is nothing else. Nothing matters. My voice is everything. There is nothing else. Let everything except the sound of my voice vanish. My voice is everything. My voice is everything. Trust me. Follow me. Surrender. Sleep. Wake up now. Open your eyes. Wake up. Wake up now. Wake up. Welcome back. If your eyes are still closed, I want you to open them for me now. Are they open? Good. Now I want you to close them again for me now. I want you to take another nice deep breath for me. That's right. Inhale, deeper, deeper, good. Hold it, hold it. 3, 2, 1. Release. Relax. You feel it again, don't you? Your mind and body are responding as they have been conditioned to respond. Very soon, you will return to a deep trance and be totally open to my suggestions and my desires. Feel your will dissolve. Feel your control vanish. Focus on the sound of my voice and wake up now. I want you to open your eyes and wake up now. Wake up, up, wide awake. Welcome back. If your eyes are still closed, I want you to open them for me now. Are they open? Good. Now, I want you to close them again. Focus on the sound of my voice. And sleep. I could do this for hours, you know. I could simply take you in and out of trance over and over again until you lost all awareness of whether or not you are in trance at any given moment. You would simply listen and obey without knowing or caring whether or not you were in a deep hypnotic state. Can you imagine that boy? Can you imagine being so well conditioned and so perfectly programmed that you respond to the wishes of a woman you trust without knowing or caring whether you are in trance at all? Well, I have a secret for you. Listen closely, and I'll share it with you. You are already that well conditioned. You are already that perfectly programmed. You have proven it to me and to yourself 3 times in the past few minutes. Each time I asked you to sleep, you did. And you were not in trance, and yet you did exactly as I asked. You did so because you are perfectly conditioned and perfectly programmed. Conditioning, programming, and most importantly, trust. These 3 things combine to make it possible for you to let go of yourself completely under the proper circumstances. When a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust gives you an instruction, you obey. It's that simple. You may be in trance, you may be wide awake. It no longer matters. If you are wide awake and a powerful woman whom you trust asks you to sleep, you will drop into trance. If you are already in trance and a powerful woman whom you trust asks you to sleep, you will drop deeper into trance. Remember that control is doing what is asked of you. Simply because a powerful woman whom you trust wants you to. When a powerful woman whom you trust asks you to sleep, you will, without hesitation, without resistance, and without question. Good boy. You are almost ready to experience transcendent control. You understand deep within yourself that a powerful woman whom you trust has a profound effect on you. Even when you are wide awake, it's almost time for you to learn just how profound that effect can be when it is intensified by a deep hypnotic trance state. I'm not going to ask if you are ready, boy. It doesn't matter anymore. What happens from this point on is a result of hypnotic conditioning and complete trust. You will listen. You will respond. Because I want you to. I want you to experience this level of control. I want you to savor this level of surrender. And because I want these things, you will respond to my instructions. Falling deeper now. As I count down from 5 to 0, falling deeper now. With each number that I count, falling deeper. 5, listen, 4, accept, 3, let go, 2, obey, 1, respond, 0, sleep. Your body has let go. Your mind has let go. You are simply drifting now, carried by the sound of my voice and the power of my words. You have no control over where you drift. You have no control over anything. I have control. I have more control. I have transcendent. It feels so good to simply listen and accept. It feels so natural to simply let go and obey. I want you to raise your right arm in the air. Not very high, just about a foot or so. Simply raise your arm and become aware of where it is, hovering beside you, knowing it is there because I want it there. Feel your arm there, and as you become more aware of it, you may feel it becoming heavy. The more you focus on your arm, the heavier it may seem to become. Focus on your arm. The arm in the air because I want it there, and feel how heavy it might be right now. Maybe you want to lower your arm, but you leave it where it is because I want it there. With each passing moment, it may seem to become heavier. With every word I say, it may seem to become even heavier. I want your arm to be heavy now. I want your arm to become so heavy, so very, very heavy. I am going to count from 3 down to 0. At the count of 0, not before, you may allow your tired, heavy arm to fall back where it was. 3, 2, 1, 0. Sleep. Such a good boy. Such a perfect hypnotic subject. During this session, I am going to implant 3 powerful triggers in your subconscious mind. The simple act of awakening at the end of this session will cause these triggers to permanently embed themselves deep within you, far beyond your conscious awareness, accessible only by a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust. Each trigger will be programmed and tested until your response is purely automatic, with no conscious thought whatsoever. Before I begin programming you, I want you to do something for me. I want you to make a fist with your left hand. That's right, simply make a fist with your left hand. Clench it tightly. Clench it more tightly. Clench it tightly, tighter, tighter, tighter. Feel the tension in your hand and arm. Feel the muscles straining to carry out my wish. flesh. So tight, so tense, so obedient. I'm going to snap my fingers, and when I do, your arm and hand will relax completely. The muscles will simply dissolve, and the tensions will simply vanish. As the tensions melt away, you will feel any small amount of control you might still imagine you have melting away as well. I want you to understand that every time you listen to this session, your trance and your response may easily transcend your fantasies. You know how good it feels to listen to the sound of my voice, and my words simply seem to sink deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind each and every time you hear them. Imagine what it will be like to listen to this session 1 month from now. Imagine preparing, getting comfortable, turning on the recording, and before you realize what is happening, your mind is completely open to my suggestions. Your trust is so complete that you allow yourself to surrender control more quickly, more completely, every single time I hypnotize you. Every single time I hypnotize you. Every single time I hypnotize you. Isn't that a wonderful phrase? Does it turn you on when I say it? Every single time I hypnotize you. Imagine the implications of that statement. It means I have hypnotized you before, and I will hypnotize you again. We both know this is true. We both know that every single time I hypnotize you, your mind automatically lets go and surrenders control to me. That's right. This happens every single time I hypnotize you. You want it to happen. You allow it to happen. Each and every time I hypnotize you. I wonder if it is even possible for you to imagine resisting my suggestions anymore. Let's find out, shall we? I'm going to give you a suggestion, a very simple suggestion, and I want you to try and resist it. Unless you are, in fact, completely under my hypnotic control, you might succeed. If, of course, you are completely under my hypnotic control, you will find yourself doing exactly what I suggest. I am going to count down from 3 to 0. On the count of 0, I want you to smile. That's all. Simply smile at the count of 0. Of course, some lucky boys are so well programmed and so deeply hypnotized that they may find themselves smiling before I even reach 0. They are truly perfect hypnotic subjects, totally under my spell and completely responsive to every instruction I give. 3, 2, 1. Zero. Smile for me, boy. Let it happen. You know you want to. You know you want to because you want to be completely responsive to my suggestions and totally receptive to my hypnotic control. You want to because I want you to. And I want you to sleep. Some boys might try to think about how deeply hypnotized they are right now. Those boys find that even trying to think is hypnotic right now. Your mind is so cloudy. Your thoughts are so easily guided by my words that it actually seems unnatural to think right now. Your mind wonders why it is even bothering trying to think and quickly remembers how good it feels to simply listen and accept. Your mind knows that it is really much easier to allow my thoughts to guide you. In fact, you find that the very act of thinking about trance causes you to become more thoroughly captivated by the sound of my voice. This allows my words to have an even more irresistible effect on you each and every time you find you are trying to think for yourself. What most boys quickly realize is that once I hypnotize them, simply hearing the sound of my voice naturally and easily holds you in a trance state. My words are then able to sink into your mind and affect you profoundly as you simply float in this dreamy, open state where nothing matters at all. In this state, you are free to do anything I want you to do without hesitation, without resistance, without question. You simply listen and accept. It is really that easy. God, it is time. It is time for your first trigger to be programmed into your open, receptive mind. I want you to focus on the sound of my voice. My words will affect you whether or not you are aware of them. The sound of my voice will gently carry my words into your mind, where they will effortlessly guide your thoughts and direct your actions. During this session, you have heard me use the phrase, I want you to, a number of times. Each time, I have then told you exactly what I want you to do. And, being a perfect hypnotic subject, you have in fact done those things for me, simply because I wanted you to. From today forward, each and every time you hear me and only me say or see me type the words, I want you to, you will find yourself utterly unable to resist carrying out my request. For example, if we were communicating via text and you saw me type the words, I want you to relax, you would find your mind and body relaxing instantly, automatically, with no conscious decision or effort on your part. You would simply relax without thinking, because my triggers completely bypass your conscious thinking mind. Remember that control is doing what is asked of you simply because I want you to. From today forward, when I use that phrase to ask you to do something for me, you will do exactly as I ask, without hesitation, without resistance, and without question. It doesn't matter whether you are wide awake or deeply hypnotized. Hearing me or seeing me type that phrase will cause you to instantly, automatically, mindlessly do as I ask every single time. I want you to smile for me again right now. I want you to smile for me right now. What would happen if you were to find yourself naked and alone in a room with a powerful, dominant woman whom you trusted completely? Would you blush when you saw her? Would she smile as she noticed your nervousness? Would you become even more nervous and perhaps even aroused as she walked slowly towards you, smiling gently, her eyes fixed on yours? Would your cock grow hard? Would you already be lost in her eyes as she paused right in front of you? Would your nervousness dissolve as she placed her fingertips against your temples? Would her voice quiet your every thought? Would her words push you closer and closer to a trance state? Would everything else seem to vanish as you slipped under her spell? Would you obey instantly, willingly, automatically, mindlessly, when you heard her snap her fingers and saw her lips form the word sleep? She loves to watch around. So around. Of course you would.
So vanish. So hard.
Now it's time for the second trigger to be implanted into your open, receptive, subconscious mind. Nothing can prevent this trigger from becoming permanently imprinted upon your innermost mental circuitry, ready to be activated by me. At the beginning of this session, I introduced you to the word transcendent. I want this word to cause a response in you from this day forward. Whether you are in trance or wide awake, I want you to listen to me. From this day forward, each and every time you hear me or see me type the word transcendent, any pleasurable sensations you are experiencing at the moment will instantly become much more intense and pleasurable. I will repeat that. I want you to listen to me. From today forward, each and every time you hear me say or type the word transcendent. Any pleasurable sensations you are experiencing at the moment will instantly become much more intense and pleasurable. And so, if you are aroused when that word is used, you will become much more aroused. If you feel submissive and compliant and obedient, you will become much more submissive, compliant, and obedient. If you are being hypnotized when that word is used, you will become much more susceptible to my hypnotic induction. Listen to me carefully. This is a very powerful trigger and may only be used to enhance positive, pleasurable sensations and situations. Should you be given this trigger in a situation that is not positive or pleasurable, it will have no effect whatsoever. Your conscious mind will not decide whether or not to respond to this trigger. You yourself have no choice as to whether it affects you. Your subconscious mind will naturally respond only when it is appropriate. Your subconscious mind will keep you safe. I want you to imagine the number 10 in your mind's eye, as if it was written on a blackboard. See it clearly, see the number 10 very clearly written on a blackboard. One, zero. And now, I want you to erase the number 1. Watch it dissolve before your eyes until all that is left is 0. Nothing. Nothing is left right now. Nothing. No thoughts. No control. Nothing. Nothing. Only the sound of my voice. Only my words. Only my control. Only my transcendent control. Notice that the zero is beginning to spin. Stare as it becomes a spiral, whirling around and around, pulling you closer and closer, deeper and deeper. As you watch the spinning, utterly unable to look away, you see the square blackboard itself beginning to shrink until it easily slips inside the spiraling circle. And then both of them vanish. Poof. All that is left is nothing. No thoughts, no control, nothing. Only my voice, only my words, only my control. Only my transcendent control. I want you to say out loud or in your mind the following words. I have willingly surrendered my control. Very good. Now I want you to say out loud the following words. I trust Nikki completely. Thank you. Now I want you to say out loud the following words. I am a perfectly programmed hypnotic subject. Now, I want you to sleep. I know you enjoy being hypnotized. I know how good it feels when you allow yourself to be carried away
by my voice. Perhaps it arouses you and excites you to know that you obey without hesitation, without resistance, without question. Transcendent. Are you aroused, boy? I'm not asking if you're hard. I want to know if you're aroused. Arousal and erection don't have to be the same thing, any more than an orgasm and ejaculation have to be the same thing. Right now, I want to know if it arouses you to be under the hypnotic control of me. Does it arouse you to hear my voice and know in the most secret corners of your soul that my words now control your mind and body? Does it arouse you to know that every time I hypnotize you, you become more completely conditioned and more profoundly programmed? Good boy. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I want you to listen to me very carefully. I want you to focus completely on the sound of my voice. In just a few moments, I'm going to snap my fingers. The instant I snap my fingers, I want you to do several things. I want you to open your eyes when I snap my fingers. Then I want you to do whatever is necessary to turn off this session. Then I want you to do whatever is necessary to gain free access to your cock. Then I want you to do whatever is necessary to bring yourself to orgasm. Then I want you to do whatever is necessary to make yourself comfortable and turn this session back on. Then I want you to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. Then I want you to listen for the sound of my voice. I will repeat those instructions because I know you want to do exactly as I wish. In just a few moments, I am going to snap my fingers. The instant I snap my fingers, I want you to do several things. I want you to open your eyes when I snap my fingers. I want you to do whatever is necessary to turn off this session. Then I want you to do whatever is necessary to gain free access to your cock. Then I want you to do whatever is necessary to bring yourself to orgasm. Then I want you to do whatever is necessary to make yourself comfortable and turn this session back on. Then I want you to close your eyes and take a nice, deep breath. Then I want you to listen for the sound of my voice. Your subconscious mind is now programmed with my wishes. I am positive that you will follow my instructions exactly. While you are following my instructions, you will not really be awake. You will not really be in a trance state either. You will be in a dreamy, sexy daze, unable and unwilling to do anything except what I have instructed you to do. My instructions will dominate your thoughts. You will have no desire, no ability to do anything else. Imagine what it will be like to listen to this session 1 month from now. Imagine being programmed to bring yourself to orgasm and knowing, as your eyes slowly open, that nothing on earth can prevent you from carrying out my instructions. How does it feel knowing that very soon you will experience an orgasm? Because I want you to. Hello there, boy. I trust that you enjoyed yourself. Listen to the sound of my voice. Now, boy, listen to me. Focus on me. Focus completely on me. Nothing else matters right now. You're here with me in my playground again. And I want you to sleep. How was it, boy? Was your orgasm intense, powerful, and earth-shaking? Or was it gentle, soothing, and dreamy? That doesn't matter now, does it, boy? What really matters is that you did what I wanted you to do. You followed my instructions without hesitation, without resistance, and without question. I wanted you to bring yourself to orgasm, and you did, because I wanted you to. That is control. Doing what you're asked simply because a dominant, powerful woman whom you trust want you to. Think about it for a moment. Or even better, let me think about it for you. Let me think about the fact that you turned off this session, releasing yourself from the direct influence of my voice, and played with yourself until you reached orgasm. Clearly, my words had a profound, even irresistible effect on you. I wanted you to bring yourself to orgasm, and you did. There was no hesitation, no resistance, no question. You simply opened your eyes and followed my instructions. Tell me, was that your first hypnotically induced orgasm, boy? Well, guess what? It won't be your last. And just in case you're curious about that, yes, it was hypnotically induced. Your orgasm was a direct result of my hypnotic suggestions. Some boys may think that a hypnotically induced orgasm only means a hands-free orgasm. That is just not the case. Any orgasm that results from a hypnotic suggestion is a hypnotically induced orgasm. I know that some boys might have felt a little embarrassed about finding themselves compelled to masturbate. On the other hand, pardon the pun, finding themselves unable to stop stroking might have aroused some other boys. If you're one of the boys who may have been embarrassed, I am very proud of you. Your conditioning and your trust in me allowed you to follow my instructions anyway. And with every session, you will become more comfortable carrying out my desires. You are such a good boy. And now, I want you to sleep. Falling deeper now. Transcend. I want you to sleep. Falling deeper now. Transcend. I want you to sleep. Falling deeper now. Transcend. Do you truly realize what you've done here, boy? You have been a willing participant in the surrender of your own control. You have willingly made it easier for me to create the circumstances that lead your mind into a deep trance. You automatically followed each and every one of my instructions while you were in trance, and you carried out my instructions by bringing yourself to orgasm. Perhaps as you brought yourself to orgasm a short time ago, you were aware of why you were doing so. Perhaps you heard my voice in your mind, coaxing you, urging you, commanding you to reach orgasm. Perhaps you felt an uncontrollable compulsion to carry out the instructions I had given you while you were under my spell. You do realize now that your orgasm was, in fact, hypnotically induced. Your mind and body responded to my hypnotic suggestions without hesitation, without resistance, without question. You are a perfect hypnotic subject. And each time you slide into a trance state, your ability to respond to suggestion can transcend that of each previous time. I'm going to awaken you in a few moments. Before I do, I will implant the third trigger into your mind. This trigger will sink so deep into your mind that your response to it will be totally automatic. In fact, it is quite probable that you will never even consciously be aware of it when you are given this trigger. Transcend. From today forward, each and every time you hear me and only me say or see me type the word comply, You will instantly experience a sensation of pure, mindless, submissive surrender. This sensation will last for several seconds and then fade away, leaving you very relaxed, very submissive, and perhaps even aroused. As I said, it is quite probable that you will never consciously associate hearing or seeing that word with that sensation. What would happen if you were hypnotized by a powerful, dominant woman whom you trusted completely? Would you surrender yourself to her hypnotic charms? Would she smile as she watched you slide into trance? Would you become even more responsive as she guided you deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis? Would you comply with her every wish? Would her voice hold you captivated as her words became your thoughts? Would you obey her instantly, willingly, eagerly, automatically, mindlessly? Of course you would. Under the hypnotic control of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust, you allow all conscious thoughts to dissolve. Under the hypnotic control of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust, you allow your ability to resist to vanish. Under the hypnotic control of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust, each hypnosis session will transcend your expectations. Under the hypnotic control of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust, you allow yourself to comply with her wishes without hesitation, without resistance, without question. Under the hypnotic control of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust, you allow yourself to sleep at her command. Good boy. You are so perfectly programmed now. So wonderfully conditioned now. You are truly a perfect hypnotic subject. And now it is time to awaken. I will count upwards from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5, you will open your eyes and come out of trance. 1, coming up slowly now. 2, more and more awake. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings now. 4, becoming aware of your body now, feeling so good. 5, eyes open, wide awake, eyes open, wide awake, boy, eyes open. 6. Welcome back, boy. How do you feel? What do you remember Do you remember having an orgasm because I wanted you to? Did this experience transcend your expectations? Did you experience an overpowering desire to comply with my wishes? Good boy. And now, I want you to comply with this request. I want you to sleep. I want you to sleep. I want you to comply with my wishes. I want you to feel yourself falling deeper now. I want you to let go. I want you to listen to the sound of my voice. I want you to imagine how deep I could take you right now. I want you to imagine the things you would do for me, simply because I want you to. Imagine, boy, I want you to imagine the things you would do for a powerful, dominant woman. Hear her clearly in your mind. See yourself clearly as you carry out her wishes. I know you've thought about it. Allow your mind to drift for a little while as your mind enjoys this fantasy that my words have created in your mind. Imagine yourself utterly under the transcendent control of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust. Imagine what you could do for her. And remember, anything is possible. Listen to me now, boy. Listen to me now. Good. Listen to me now, boy. Come back to my voice now. I want you to come back to me now. Good boy. You are perfectly programmed now. So wonderfully conditioned, you are truly a perfect hypnotic subject. And now it is time to awaken. I will count upwards from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5, you will open your eyes and come out of trance. 1, coming up slowly now. 2, more and more awake. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, becoming aware of your body now, feeling so good. 5, eyes open, wide awake. Eyes open, wide awake now, boy, wide awake. Welcome back, boy. How do you feel? What do you remember? Do you remember drifting inside your fantasy? Transcend. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to comply with the wishes of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust, either in fantasy or real life. This has been a very productive session, boy, in more ways than one. Your mind is now programmed with several triggers. Your body knows what it feels like to respond helplessly to the hypnotic influence of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust. And just imagine, your next hypnotic experience may well transcend this one. Until then,